Yeah. Get up with Mitchell and Michael.
Check it out.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Mitchell Tinley, and this is Michael Ross.
Good morning, everyone.
And welcome to the Mitchell and Michael Show. We are the paper cut of the radio industry. Not a big deal, but we do make people overreact.
My finger.
Is that how you respond?
Paper cut.
It's really weird. Whenever I get a paper cut, my voice just...
Yeah, I once lost the tip of my finger from a paper cut.
What, through infection?
No, yeah. It was in the old days. It was back
when paper was really thick.
Yeah, modern medicine. But guys, stick around. It's the last show of the week.
You can probably tell. Coming up in 20 minutes time, Mitch.
What?
There's something that we might have all, found a use for back at school.
Yeah.
Every now and then. Every kid would have loved to have had this, just to keep the bullies at bay.
Oh.
A new service thought up by some South Koreans that can help you deal with some bullies.
They're often being bullied. So,
yes, yeah. So they know exactly what they need to stop a bully.
A lot of sense. Okay, before we get into that, though, we cannot continue the show until we kick your weekend off right with hilarity. So coming up next, we've got Friday Funnies. We're going to dive into the local paper, read you the best comic book strips around, and just kick your weekend off right with a bit of humour.
I think we're redefining the word best.
It's not a humour.
No, it's not. Switch to Michael. Hit 96.1.
Ross, it's time to kick your weekend off right.
Oh, yeah.
Bit of Friday Funnies, diving into your local paper to get these world-renowned comics. They're in many newspapers all around the world.
Mm.
So a lot of people read these to kick their weekends off right. These are really good, though, because they capture all of our demographic. Michael Ross, would you like to hear the first one? Would you like Clancy or Gem Y? Clancy obviously takes on the regional farmer type of real blokey bloke guy, and Gem Y really attacks the millennial in the workforce.
Let's go Gen Y.
Okay, Gem Y it is. The millennial at his desk. It's a very messy desk. Post-it notes everywhere. His boss has come up to him. Strong, independent female. Just thought I'd note that. In the Gen Y, it's a real forward-thinking comic, unlike Clancy.
It's also kind of not.
Yes, it's the boss has said to Gen Y, why can't you simply do the job the correct way in the first place? And then it goes to him replying, well, by stuffing it up continuously, I've created job security. That actually is a real problem. People have to just try and justify their jobs a lot in the workplace. Like, if you just do your job well, complete all your work, they actually won't reward you. They'll go, well, we probably don't need you then. So you actually have to drag your day out. It's a lot of office workers.
That's not really how it works.
No, but in mundane, office-y jobs.
You haven't done it.
I got a lot of friends, mate. You worked at Spotlight.
I worked in an office for like 2 years.
Mate, you were an audio clicker. You did nothing, all right? Let's not get too high. All right.
Mr. Glassy.
Clancy. Mate, also comedian.
So not in an office still?
Still don't need to be in an office. Don't need to be in an office.
It would be nice if you had a little office as a comedian, wouldn't it?
Actually, we've always talked about that. We'll leave it here. Clancy's not that good. But I've actually always dreamed of being in an office, doing Friday drinks.
Yeah.
I've never been able to be that person where you go out, you go hang out, you're like, oh, I'm going to go to the 9 to 5. And then
I think a lot of comedians just have Friday drinks, have Thursday drinks, and Wednesday drinks.
Office people have cries in the corner as well?
All the time. Hit 96.1.
Get up with Mitchell and Michael.
Across the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael. And if anyone knows anything about being bullied, it is South Korea.
Yes.
A long time bullyee. Is that the person being bullied?
Yeah.
And the bullyee.
Yeah, the bullyee.
Of North Korea. North Korea picking on them.
They always do. Yeah, always send missiles into their backyards.
And you know what? South Korea have actually done it themselves as a country. They've gone and gotten someone who's, bigger, tougher, and gone like, hey, can you help us out? Can you tell the bully, this is not okay?
How?
Well, the country has America, But now South Korea, they've taken that model of global politics, brought it down to classic bullying in the schoolyard.
Okay.
It's called the Uncle Service. You can pay, now in South Korea, for some men in their 20s or 30s to pretend to be the uncle of your child and warn off the bullies.
And say, like, you better not touch him.
Yes. So there's three packages. The uncle package, which sets you back about $440.
Whoa.
The uncle will give a stern warning to the bullies and accompany the student on their way to and back from school. And he's in his, like, 30s and 40s, and there's a big uncle. And yep. It's like, you leave my nephew alone. And then they pay him in an envelope. Or the evidence package, where the uncle obtains evidence of bullying by filming the scene with cameras. He then shows the footage to the school and threatens that he will tell the school, like, governmental board if they don't do something about the bullying. Whoa. That costs $350.
Why is that cheaper?
Probably because the uncle doesn't have to intimidate children.
Okay, yeah, fair.
And lastly is the chaperone package, where the uncle visits the job sites of the bully's parents. The uncle will protest in front of their office building and scream, "A parent of a bully works here." The service is provided for $1,700. So you go to their workplace. So say I go to your dad's factory and I'm just like, "You're that Mitchell Tinley, he's a bully." Yeah, and I just protest in the street.
Funny is I thought this was going to be like a thing where it's like, oh, he beats up the bully. He, like, all of this sort of stuff. And it's basically just like the uncle is like a tattletale or like yells and complains a lot.
Maybe it's a cultural thing. Maybe uncles just sort of do a bit more than the parents. Because I'm thinking your parents could do that. They could be
tell the school. I'm telling you now, if I went to my uncle and told him I was being bullied, my uncle would then bully me.
Oh. What, the one who was in the SAS, he would, like, pull, like, a covert operation on the bullies and make them, what is it, Harry Brown?
We don't talk about that.
Mitchell and Michael, Hit 96.1. New Sport Weather's on the way. Get up with Mitchell and Michael. And Mitch, I think we should, you know, try and be part of the community as much as we can here on the show.
Yep, 10 months in, we should start now.
Yes, you know, it's good because we're now a month old, because 9 months, then we were born, then now we're a month old. Yes. Let's get involved.
Yep. Or we chilled in the womb a little too long.
Just a little bit too long. We're overdone.
Yes, so we got to get out into the community. And a way to do that,
I'd like my baby well done, please. Not rare, not medium, well done. Okay, so tomorrow is the beginning of, like, the biggest pumpkin growing competition here in, like, Mount Gambier.
Like, is it one of those things, because you always see it at the Royal Show.
Mm.
So do they start it just out? Because the Royal Show is, like, next month, is it?
I don't think a pumpkin will grow in time for that.
That's what I mean. But
I feel like it's its own little separate thing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But at the farmer's market tomorrow, they're giving away, like, free seeds. So if your kid's interested in growing a pumpkin, go on down, grab a free seed. Grow the biggest pumpkin you can.
Like a pumpkin seed or a packet of pumpkin?
I'm sure you get a packet just in case things don't go well.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because, like, don't people eat pumpkin seeds for, like, snacks?
Yeah, so what, like, that's what goes wrong. They're like, oh, did it not die when it was, like, small?
Nah,
like,
no, I ate it.
I ate it.
I ate it in the car.
Dad, I ate it.
So how do they judge it? Do you know?
A weigh-in.
Like, so it's going to be a fight.
Well, that's what I was thinking. This is why I want to do it, okay? I'm going to be completely transparent about this. I want to have a weigh-in. I want us to grow a couple of pumpkins, and then I want us to have a weigh-in like a boxing or UFC-style weigh-in.
Oh, okay. So how long are we doing the pumpkin? So we're going to take a pumpkin seed each. We're going to grow it.
Grow a pumpkin.
Trust me, I'll just put it somewhere in my kitchen. There's enough growing there. the pumpkin can just feed off that. And then how long are we giving it before we weigh them off and then obviously ultimately find a winner?
Do we take a gamble? Do we go, like, whoever wants, like, you have to pick your battle. So if you think your pumpkin is in a good spot, even if it's like the size of a tennis ball, but you're confident that you would beat my pumpkin, you call the weigh-in. Like okay. whenever you think it's ready, if you think that, oh, I must have the upper hand by now. So like as soon as possible that you think you have the upper hand.
The other person.
Call the way in.
That's fair. I like that.
That's the way to do it.
It's like a surprise. Like we don't get ready, we stay ready.
Yes.
It's like such a fighter thing to say.
Exactly.
So that's exactly what we're going to
do. So I will get my hands on some pumpkin seeds for us.
Yep.
And maybe we'll give like little updates. If one dies, you have to be honest, you have to be like, mine died. And okay. that's a loss.
Okay. Well, my pumpkin is going to squash yours. Mine is going to pumpkin squash yours. All right, there's a press conference.
Mitchell and Michael, Hit 96.1. Live across the Limestone Coast, Hit 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael. And I tell you what, Mitch, these needles and strawberries, like we don't want anyone eating the needle,
no,
of course.
No, not at all.
But it's gotten way out of hand, hasn't it?
No.
They've now found needles in apples, bananas, and last night, a mango.
Exactly. How many needles can a needle before we don't needle the needles?
Well done. Well, Woolworths have decided that we don't needle the needles.
Oh.
Woolworths are not going to be selling... So some stores aren't selling the strawberries at the moment. Others are.
That makes a lot of sense, though, because there's been, you know, needles in the strawberries.
In the strawberries.
They're like, hey, we don't want you come back suing us.
But apparently they're
don't act like they care. No.
They're not going to restock the sewing needles.
Yep.
What? But it's not the needles' fault, is it?
What?
Do they believe
that... Guns don't kill people. People kill people. Is it like that? Like, needles don't...
Well, because I think they must be thinking that just in case, like, let's eliminate one possibility that it's not the consumers or someone in the store cracking open a packet of the needles, going over the strawberry section,
so
putting them
in.
So they're going, well, they're trying to eliminate that it's not happening in store. If we find a needle, we know it didn't happen in store.
Are we going
to
have to see trucks of needles being like dumped everywhere? Or things
and then
like
we
that?
Put a strawberry in the stack of needles.
But this is the thing, like what about the needle industry then?
Well, what about the needle industry? And it made me think, if you're going to try and ban needles for this.
Yep.
Like, are we going to have other knee-jerk reactions? Like, there was a knife that was found baked into, like, a bread roll.
Ban the knives.
Ban the knives. We didn't ban the knives. Or how about, there's a famous case, California, Wendy's is like a very big burger chain.
Yes.
They found a human finger, in their Wendy's chili, 2005.
Oh, ban the fingers.
Ban the fingers. Bad all figures. Get rid of your figures. It actually turned out, this is actually interesting, it was not Wendy's fault at all. The woman who found the finger in her chilies, is that making you gag a little bit?
A little bit.
She found the finger in her chili. The finger didn't belong to a Wendy's employee by accident, like cutting the finger or anything. It belonged to her husband's co-worker who deliberately cut off his finger so that they could try and sue Wendy's. They thought that he was like, yeah, I'll give up a finger and we'll try and sue him.
What?
I'll cut off my finger, put it in your food, we'll blame Wendy's, and I'll be a pinky down, but I could be 2 million up.
Did you know that happened in Perth? Yeah, it's classic, not that, but there's classic Perth thing where it's like we're from Perth, so they're often thinking that they get left out. Mm. Of a lot of things. Like, they miss concerts and things because they're just so far
away. So you reckon
away.
If it's happening in WA?
No. So what has happened is they hadn't found any needles in fruit.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden a story came out that they did find a needle in a strawberry in Perth. Kid did it. A kid just put it in there.
It was the kid.
Yeah.
Just playing copycat.
Yep.
He was just trying to help out WA.
Look, I know everyone wants to hammer the kid, but I once upon a time put a broken pen lid into a teacher's coffee, and I thought it was funny at the time. And I realized...
But what happened?
I got suspended for 2 weeks. Like, I fully understand how bad that was, but I'm just saying, I'm a great guy, and it gets better for
well,
the kid.
Every day we do the show, that reputation gets tarnished. It's Mitchell and Michael, Hit 96.1. And Mitch, we have an apology to make to the Limestone Coast.
We do. It's something we've been in for 10 months and we were not aware of this. And how it happened, how we became aware of this community that has been missing out on the Limestone Coast is we were walking, one of the sales guys had to borrow their car. And this car has Hit 96.1 Limestone Coast all over it. You know, so everyone knows the station. You know, they know, oh, okay, I'm in the car. Well, I'll tune in the old-fashioned way. Let me find 96.1. Okay.
There it is.
Yep. And he said, I just could get the stickers changed because it's hit 96.1.
I was like, why are you getting the stickers changed?
They were like, they look fine. They look delightful. It's the best looking car in the Limestone Coast.
Why would you possibly need to do that? And he said, well, because I'm heading to Narracourt. And we said, what do you mean? They can hear us in Narracourt, Matt.
Yeah, yeah. And he goes, we're going to change it to, I think it was like hit 107 or something. And I was like, ooh, isn't that Adelaide?
Is it 101.9?
Yeah, I was like, isn't that Adelaide? Why are you going to Adelaide? And he was like, no, they listen on a different frequency. And we were like, I'm sorry, what?
So everyone listening in Narracourt right now, we have been here for 10 months and we had no idea that you don't listen to 96.1 FM.
And we say it every day.
I say it multiple times. I say it about 20 times a day.
Every day.
And then the station plays it throughout the rest of the day.
Every day.
Little grabs going, hit 96.1.
And we asked our boss and he said, yeah.
Didn't you know?
And we went, oh, no, we didn't. We've been here for 10 months. We have been just neglecting the people of Narracourt by just assuming that you guys are hit 96.1. And I don't know what to do because there is probably someone out there that is like, oh, I love those boys. Love the old Ed Sheeran. I would be a VIP, but they just...
Whenever I Google hit 101.9, nothing's there.
Exactly. And we just don't know how to repay
okay.
you.
We don't, we never say these names, okay, on the show. We never say these names. But the blame is lying squarely with Tim and Jess. I mean, it's their fault. It is their fault.
The previous breakfast team before us. So you were going to blame them?
100%.
How come?
Did we get any documentation on anything when we started this job? How to, like, the general workflow of the day, popular, like, towns to choose the weather for. Did we get any documentation? Did we know at all? Did they put anywhere? Remember, Narracourt's actually on a different frequency. Oh, no, they didn't.
That is a good point. That is a good... And they were instructed to. You know what? Let me tell you what. I don't know what was planned to do in this little talk break, if we were just going to chat about it or anything, but 13, 12, 16, have you ever had to take over from a spud? From a couple of spuds. 13, 12, 16. Has your workplace been just, you had to take over someone else's work and it's just created more work for you because you had to take over a couple of spuds.
And sorry, Narracourt.
Yeah, sorry. There's 100%.
Hit 96.1 and I believe 101.9. It's Mitchell and Michael. Live across the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael, and it's time to play your favourite game, Mitch. It's 10 degrees of Mitchell Tinley.
Chattering teeth, because it's cold.
It's 10 degrees. It's cold. You get the joke. Yep. So Mitch has to find his way to a famous celebrity, like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, where you believe you are connected to just so many celebrities. And hats off to you get there. In 10 degrees of separation or less, you often get to the celebrity.
And tell the people that I'm not just someone who likes to smash a team by 40 points and then just do it week after week after week after week. I even said to you last week that we need to make this game a little harder.
We do.
Put a little higher stakes on what we do. And what have we come up with?
We are going to get the celebrity that you connect to. We are going to get them on the show. And it's going to be celebrities that you pick. Limestone Coast get to pick from now on who you're going to be connecting to.
I was worried about two things. That people wouldn't believe my stories sometimes. Like, even though they're pretty, like, I'm like, it's my dad's cousin. Like, it's like, they're pretty airtight. But you don't know that.
No.
So I need to find a way of having the people pick a person and not just come through you either. Because we could be talking off air. I could be like, oh, Michael, I can get to Dane Swan, and then you go, oh, what about Dane Swan? I'm like, oh my god, I didn't know. Like, because that's a lot of radio. It's a lot of shams.
Yes.
But no, we want to be open with the people. So we've always opened it up to 96.1 Limestone Coast Facebook page.
Send all your messages there.
Yes, of people that you might want me to do. And
we have a first suggestion.
Yep.
Okay. From Chris. Chris has sent in. He wants you to connect in 10 degrees of separation or less to Bam Margera.
From Jackass, Viva La Bam.
Yes.
And 2006.
Stuntman, skateboarder, like, yeah, from the very prominent MTV Jackass days.
Okay. And so we're stepping this up. I not only have to tell you. So next Because I get a song to normally do a little
fun. You're going to get the news today?
Research. Ooh,
just
delightful.
Because of timing.
Lovely. And then also, did you say I have to do something?
You're going to have to get Bam on the show. Chris wants you to get your way to Bam. He wants Bam on the show.
Can I have longer than the news and a song?
Yes, don't worry.
Can I have next a week?
You reckon you can do it in a week? By next Friday. So when we do 10 Degrees of Mitchell Tinley, we'll have guest and then the next set.
Only because you've asked me live on air? Yes. I can do it. 100% guarantee I will give it a go. Or if I can't get them, here's how the new rule works.
Yeah.
If I can't get them, I will get the closest to them.
Okay.
And then you can figure out if that's good enough.
So Mitchell Tinley will be trying to get his way to Bam Margera from Jackass next after the news. And then, if you can do it, Bam, on the show next week. Send your suggestions for 10 Degrees of Mitchell Tinley. Keep sending them in anytime. Hit 96.1 Limestone Coast Facebook page. It's Mitchell and Michael. New Sport Weather's on the way.
Get up with Mitchell and Michael.
Live across the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1. The Barefoot Investor has a brand new book. Reserve your copy today at Collins Booksellers. It's Mitchell and Michael right now.
And I am the Bamfoot Investor.
We're playing 10 Degrees of Mitchell Tinley, where, Mitch, you have to find your way to famous celebrities. Like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yep.
Through who you know, then through who they know, all the way to a celebrity.
And as weeks go on, we do get a little bit more stricter and stricter. And I don't just take the easy option. I don't just go like, oh, they probably know each other. They're famous. Like, I like to go find the specific things they were in.
They work together here.
Otherwise, it doesn't count. I don't think anyone's harsher on themselves than me in this game, actually. And I still push through. I'm like Michael Jordan.
Today's celeb was sent in by Chris to our Facebook page here, 96.1 Limestone Coast. You can do that anytime. I will collect them all because now on the line, if you can get there, they got to come on the show.
Yes. And of course, I've only had a song to figure out how I'm connected to them. I then have a week to find out if I can get them on the show.
So let's do it. Today's celebrity, Bam Margera from MTV's Jackass fame.
Yeah, Viva La Bam, all that sort of stuff. You would have known him if you watched
anything to Chris for that suggestion.
In 2006. Okay, Bam Margera, you would have to admit, is connected to Johnny Knoxville through Jackass.
Correct.
Now, Johnny Knoxville connected to Steve-O through Jackass.
Yes. Why isn't Bam connected?
I mean, like, I could, but I just thought it was, like, a better way to go through like this, okay? Because more people might know Johnny Knoxville than Steve-O. I didn't want to go too, you know, just saying. Steve-O was in the roast of Charlie Sheen on Comedy Central in 2011.
All right.
On that same panel.
I'll give you two.
Okay. On that same panel, Amy Schumer.
Okay.
Yep. Amy Schumer is in and directed the film I Feel Pretty.
Yes.
Now, in that film, Michelle Williams plays one of her design people. Like, she's like, they basically interact throughout the whole film.
I'm not giving you a tick now because I should have given it.
I did notice that.
Yeah, there we go. Michelle Williams, tick.
Tick crazy. I had to go see the vet. There was too many ticks. Now, Michelle Williams, Heath Ledger's wife from 2004 to 2007.
Yes. That's very true.
Heath Ledger, obviously we all know Heath Ledger.
Yes.
His cousin is Luke Ledger.
Okay. That's a tick if it is.
Now, this last one, I got to explain it a little bit to you.
Yeah.
I was nearly in a TV show called Mao.com. You can Google it if you want. On ABC in 2010.
Right.
There was 3 weeks of intensive sort of like audition processes where they got everyone from different high schools and stuff to audition for this, right? Mm-hmm. It went from like 300 people down to like 30, then down to 10. And then there was a final two of who would be the main role and the main lead in Mao.com that was on ABC in 2010. Luke Ledger was the lead. His competition, Mitchell Tinley.
Really?
Swear.
Why have you never ever mentioned this before?
I don't actually know why it's never come up.
That you were nearly cast as the lead in a show.
In Mao.com on ABC. Look, it got 5.3 out of 10 on IMDb. Not a great show, okay?
Does it? I can find something of this?
Yeah.
With you in it?
No, because he made the final thing. I lost it because he was Heath Ledger's cousin.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the only reason you lost that. But two, okay. So you've made your way to Bam Margera. You've also made your way to Luke Ledger.
Yeah, so we went Bam Margera, Johnny Knoxville, Steve-O, Amy Schumer, Michelle Williams, Heath Ledger, Heath Ledger's cousin, Luke Ledger, then me, because me and him battled for a final main role on a show called Mao.com on ABC3 in 2010.
Okay.
I told you like this one.
Yeah, I like that. And I've also just learned something incredibly new about you, and I want to find out more about it, and I don't think you're that good of an actor to have nearly gotten a role. But this now means Bam Margera has to come on the show.
I now have a week to go through my contacts and try and find Bam Margera and get him on the show for Chris, our listener, who has sent it in on Hit 96.1 Lime Circle's Facebook page. So that's how we're playing the game now. So we'll see how this one goes.
It's Mitchell and Michael, Hit 96.1. Live across the Limestone Coast, Hit 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael. It is time now to draw the winner of our first piece of 3D printed merch from Envision. Are you ready?
Yep.
The winner is Kirby Baker Little. It's yours. First piece of merch ever made here on Limestone Coast by a 3D printer.
You had to fight a gorilla for it.
We are done, though. We are out of here. I will see you on Monday. You won't be here.
I'll see you Tuesday. I'm a big superstar.
Bye.